from KQED.
Two people have died of West Nile virus in Sacramento and Shasta counties, the first reported deaths in the state this year. Last year, 15 people died in California from West Nile, which is usually transmitted to humans from a bite by an infected mosquito. One variety of mosquito found recently in San Mateo, Madera, and Clovis is particularly worrisome because it can carry a number of deadly diseases, including West Nile. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca tells us the state's entomologists are mobilizing for a fight with this new blood-sucking threat.
That high-pitched hum is actually a love song, the sound of two 80s Egypti mosquitoes mating in flight. Although they can carry yellow fever, dengue fever, and a disease called chikungunya, don't panic. None of the mosquitoes found in California yet have tested positive for those diseases.
So this is a cosmopolitan mosquito that's now also highly adapted to feed on people.
UC Davis entomologist Dr. Anton Cornell has placed what he calls mosquito death traps in the front yard of 146 homes in suburban Clovis, just east of Fresno.
We snap this other chamber on top of it.
Unlike more sophisticated traps that cost hundreds of dollars, this one, developed by the CDC, is handmade in Puerto Rico for about $6. The trap looks like a little black plastic trash can, and it uses no harsh chemicals or fancy equipment, just some mesh, glue, water, and fermented grass.
So they're attracted to this trap to lay their eggs in, and they then get stuck to the glue, and of course that's the end of the mosquito.
And unlike other mosquitoes, the Aedes aegypti can lay its eggs in as little as a tablespoonful of water. Cornell hopes California residents will be vigilant about even small pools of stagnant water in their yards. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Clovis.